Blog Talk Radio.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the next contest, it is set for one fall or two curfew.
Nobody is ready for Oscar!
Bullet Club for life, goodbye! And good night!
I know
wow.
You're on there.
Unbelievable happenings to in Toronto, CNN.
There's something I want you to do.
What
I said there's
it?
Something I want you to do. Hello.
We're on the air here. Are you having a problem or something?
Yes, I'm having a problem. I can hear Miss Betty, my secretary, but she don't hear me.
Oh, you want to? You actually want to talk to somebody on
that phone?
What do
you think I've been dialing for? Of course I want to talk to her.
Hey, according to them, so does he, but that's okay. You want to go with medals.
Just shut up for a while. How about that? And second of all...
Go ahead, find it. Go ahead. Oh, wait. It's called a promo, kid.
Shut your
and
mouth,
if you
John.
Want to be the big dog, you're going to have to learn how to do it. So go ahead. See you, fourth wall.
The universe is mine. Progress Wrestling is mine. Sports Entertainment is mine. Everything is mine. And that's for the Super Strong Style Tournament. You may as well just rename it right now. The British Strong Style Tournament.
This is WrestleCast Radio with your host, Ryan Cook.
Enzo Amore got thrown here because they didn't have anything to do with them, but they're too damn greedy to fire him because they want the merch money. That's my problem with it. It's not a guy who deserves to be getting a good rub like this.
And Alex Mello.
I saw my first Adam Cole match over the weekend from NXT this past Wednesday, and if that's any indication of what this guy is about, then hopefully Ryan can clue me in why everyone's so excited for one Adam Cole. Because, lo and behold, I don't get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, WrestleCast Radio, back at you, special edition. We were a little bit of hiccup. We were supposed to be on Facebook Live, no mas. Also, Blog Talk Radio said, you know what, you're only going to go 15 minutes. And we're like, no. That's not happening. We got a ton for you tonight. Two people in studio, and when you're in studio, damn it, you get an intro.
Get it! Get it!
Sportscast Radio's own Demetrius Burrell, what up?
That never gets old. I'm excited. It's going to be my first live pay-per-view tonight.
Yes, TLC at the Target Center. We were not going, and damn it, we'll tell you why we're going soon. Don't you worry. And in studio, sitting to my left.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Yes, the intro to Mr.
Jesus!
Mello, what is up, sir?
The sky and the sun because it is a gloriously beautiful day. Because, my God, gentlemen, we are going to tables, ladders, and chairs just in a mere few hours.
Yes.
And, by God, the news that has broken in the professional wrestling world in the last 72 hours has been phenomenal, especially for all of us here at WrestleCast Radio and the listeners as well.
It completely flipped my Friday upside down to the point I was relaxing before heading to work to spam texting the group to the point Demetrius said, that's not real.
Yeah, I was like at work thinking this is just fake news, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden when it was legit, when I was like, wait, that's from WWE. And then I looked, I was like, what? And then I was like, we need to go now. Because originally I was coming into town and me and Ryan went to Mankato, Minnesota yesterday to see WWE Live. So the Raw brand. And what was awesome is we're like, skip TLC, let's save money because we're overly priced on the third-party sites and nothing on the Target Center website was appealing. And I was like, you know, let's get some filet mignons, twice baked potatoes, a nice couple bottles of wine and whiskey.
Yep.
And enjoy it at home.
Yep.
And then Friday happened.
Yes. We sat row D, four rows from the front.
Yeah.
$50 we paid on, I think, StubHub for them. So I mean, nice cheap seats.
Yeah.
We were not about paying $150 to watch Norman Bates wrestle the Great Pumpkin. unless Linus was in his corner, I was not having it.
Sasha Banks being on the pre-show.
Yep, against the stiffest worker on the planet, Alicia. Alicia Fox makes Cassiori Shibata look tame.
Ooh.
I mean, we were going to watch the Shield squash five people, which we were not pleased about, especially because Braun would get squashed. It was just not a good card. I mean, I'm not trying to knock anybody or any people when I say this. But you know WWE's got all their eggs in one basket when there's three women's matches and two 205 live matches on a pay-per-view. That just doesn't happen. Maybe on a Raw, which is whatever. And I'm not dogging any of it. I can't wait to see Asuka beat the hell out of Emma. And if it's anything like the house show last night, Alexa Bliss, Mickie James is fantastic last night.
It's going to be good.
They got like 15 minutes at that house show. And Alexa Bliss worked her ass off.
Yeah.
Like you could see Bliss was, I mean, she's working a body part. I mean, It was a really, really good match.
Shout out to Mickie James as well.
Yeah, Mickie James.
Body part.
Mickie James, too, was working like it was a pay-per-view.
she basically, after the match, you know, she went to, you said, hug a fan.
Oh, yes. She was put that over.
And I don't want to sound pervy, that body part, meaning the body part that Alexa Bliss was working on
her
during
arm.
The match. So, which was her arm.
Yeah, we're talking about her
just
arm
to
and
be
shoulder.
Clear. And then she sold it to the fan, like, no, I can't do anything because I'm in pain.
Yeah, she goes to take a picture with a fan against the guardrail, and somebody, like, pats her on the arm, and she's like, ah, and stops.
That's
so sorry.
Awesome.
And then
yeah.
She's like, you got to take the picture from here.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
She's selling on the floor. I was like, okay, Mickie James is in
up
wrestling mode.
Ramp.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
That's awesome.
So we decided to do that, but then, my God, Kurt Angle replacing Roman Reigns. Which to me...
We'll get to that in
the... Oh, okay, yes. I apologize, because we'll bring all that up. We're gonna break for you real fast.
You said Ert Fangle, by the way.
Ert?
Ert Fangle?
Bert Jangle.
Do you guys want to hear a little Big Boss Man or Ryusuke Taguchi for our first playout?
Boss Man.
We're going to go Boss Man. We're going to come back. We're going to kind of break down what all transpired from Friday until tonight, which will be starting in about 4 hours.
Woo!
And then we will be breaking down the TLC card as well for you, giving our picks. We'll break one more time after that to come back, talk power struggle.
Yes.
And then in our last segment of the night, it is the unveiling of our 20 categories for the 2017 year-end awards. We'll have a lot of information on that, especially how you can win yourself potentially an IWGP heavyweight championship title.
Yeah, we still got to discuss if I can enter that. I
you are not eligible.
Oh, come on.
And it's C1, the man, Kazuchika Okada's wearing right now, baby. Don't go in.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Darrell Owens, host of the Legacy Maker Sports Podcast here on WBLZSports.com and Facebook Live. Please join me and my partner in crime, Jeremiah Quimby, as we hit you at prime time every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., as we are here to give you a fun and unique look into the world of sports, MLB, NBA, NFL, and much, much more. Now remember, that's Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. here on WBLZSports.com, where we are building a legacy, and of course, we've got balls.
Gen Service offers complete electrical service with a reputation based on quality. Turn to them for residential, commercial, and industrial electrical service. Doesn't matter if it's new construction, homes, electrical panels, hot tubs, generators, or a commercial rewire. The Gen Service team is licensed, bonded, and insured to put your electrical concerns at ease. For an electrical contractor with 25 years of service, give Gen Service a call at 740-438-7173.
Good evening. I'm Steve Balistrieri.
And I'm Thomas Murphy.
And together, we're the hosts of One Patriot Place on WBLZ Sports.
Your one-stop shop for all your Patriots pre- and post-game news.
Because WBLZ means...
We've got balls.
This is Anna. She's crazy about football. Her team is playing at home next week, and she really wants to go. But when she looks for tickets, they're all sold out. Anna doesn't know where else to look. There are hundreds of confusing websites, and scalpers are sketchy. But then, Anna discovers SeatGeek. SeatGeek finds tickets from hundreds of sources and puts them all in one interactive map. Anna easily buys the best deal, with two taps and no surprises. When game day arrives, Anna scans her ticket using SeatGeek and gets the receipt before the first snap. SeatGeek, the smart way to buy tickets.
Even Millie Vanilli thinks we're hot. WBLZ Sports.
Hey, Alex DeMello here, host of The Pop Culturist, inviting you to check out myself alongside Half Pint Kyle Adams as we discuss all the latest news in movies, TV, music, and Broadway. Well, not until another Hamilton comes our way. Check us out every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Also, you can archive our show, blogtalkradio.com, search bar, Unpopular Media Network, not only to listen to the pop cultures, but all the great content we have to offer on Unpopular Media. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to WrestleCast Radio here. Alex Mello, along with Derek Fury. Right?
I'm not in character.
Oh, damn it. No, welcome back to WrestleCast Radio. Big Boss Man, you know, so many great memories of him, you know, especially with his early rivalries.
Yeah,
ones too, especially against Nails, what. But as we stated before break, pretty much everything went... The blank hit the fan.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Of course, the scheduled main event, which we'll get into a little bit tomorrow, but obviously for TLC's sake, the main event was altered yet again, where originally it was a handicapped 4-on-3, the Reunited Shield. Yuck. No, I'm kidding. Not the yuck. I meant to go, So I guess I didn't mean yuck, right, Demetrius?
I mean, you probably did.
Yeah, probably. Too soon. Going against The Miz, Cesaro and Sheamus to be the best tag team of 2017, and newly acquired a member to be on that team, Braun Strowman, and then, yet again, another newly crowned a member, which turned it into a 5-on-3.
Which is so stupid.
Which was a very stupid.
So stupid.
But we saw the return of the demon, Kane. Which, let's be real, is kind of cool.
No.
But I'm not going to lie. I had some, like, Patricia Arquette medium type stuff happen. I swear, before Raw happened, while we were doing WrestleCast Radio, I was just like, you know what? I haven't seen Kane in a while. I wonder what he's up to. I know Glenn Jacobs is running for mayor, but it just seems like, you know, he should be coming back soon. I didn't mean that night, but unfortunately, Kane did come from under the ring to essentially beat the crap out of Roman Reigns. So I guess that was the only positive.
And a different brand.
What do you mean?
He was on SmackDown.
Oh, that's
he
true.
He returned and he came back to Raw.
That is true.
Stupid. I don't get it. Whatever.
My thing is, you know, maybe he's taking vengeance for his brother, who Roman Reigns all this year since he retired The Undertaker and, you know, took over the yard, if you will, from Taker. I was just like, Kane's just getting, you know, hey, I want to get my comeuppance too. Braun Strowman is doing it, you know, all year to Roman Reigns. You know, The Miz looks like to be the next in line. But you know what? Let me get in on this.
But that means I have to deal with Roman Reigns against Kane.
Yeah, that's oh God, that's gonna be
don't
bad.
Want that in
that's
my
gonna
life
be a not. Backlash. 2018.
But at least he got a CFO like entrance. They changed his music and remixed it.
I guess.
So that was cool.
I'm
trying here. Come on.
No, yeah, I mean the chokeslam was kind of nice. Again, Braun Strowman, it was cool. The red ambiance, the lighting in the ring when Kane kind of came back. But to me, it just made no sense. I don't know if anyone that was born in 2010-11 maybe know who Kane is, since he's been so on and off on TV over the last couple of years.
Touche.
So, you know, it was weird. It didn't do anything for me. And then I had an instant thought of, wait, does this mean The Undertaker is going to come back maybe and say, hey, this is my fight? And then I was like, is he just, you know, are they going to form the Brothers of Destruction again?
To go against the Shield?
To go against the Shield. And then I thought, is Taker going to join, not the Shield, but just the team and be a late entrance into this tag match?
What is going on? No.
No, but this was before Friday Night.
I know what you're saying.
No, but that was my only. I was trying to make sense of why Kane was actually there in
makes
ring.
No sense at all.
No, it doesn't. There's
no sense to be made of this.
And you know what else doesn't make sense?
Kane was looking for the Great Pumpkin. Kane is actually Linus.
And what's crazier is with the events that happened Friday, having Kane in this match even makes less sense than it did on Monday.
What do you? I don't know if you guys brought it up, but there was a talk that it was going to be Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
But then they decided to not bring him back for it. Mm. I guess he's cleared, and that was going to be the.
So was Kane just chilling? Like, how did they all? Like,
I guess
like,
they flew him in to a completely different airport, drove him to the arena on a completely different bus. A lot of people thought it was just somebody's tour bus, and he was on it.
Wow.
So they like. Nobody knew until, I mean, probably went out there with the ring. Who knows? Maybe went out there with the ring crew, and then they had his gear under the ring.
You must lay down and then put shimmy into your leather latex outfit.
And here's my problem is, Kane looks like hell.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he just came from his shoot home or his work home.
Came back from the insurance company, and his headquarters were mayor.
And okay, so but you said something perfect right there. With the way of how open WWE is about things,
mm-hmm.
I understand. You know, oh, it's pretend and all that. But we all know that this dude's running for mayor somewhere, and he shows up coming out from the bottom of the ring, and it's like, oh. Not only is it like I don't care about Kane, like, and I'm not trying to be a dick about Kane, but it's like I don't care about seeing Kane anymore. And we just saw him as the corporate Kane, and
I haven't cared about Kane in 6-7 years.
it's true. It's just like this is why what goes to part of the reason why I had no interest in going to the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's now a fifth person to put over the Shield.
So we texted because Ryan didn't see Raw, not for a few days. And I kept thinking, I was like, after I saw that, and I might have texted it that night in the third, I was like, I don't want to go on Sunday.
Who books this?
Yeah, I was just like, this is horrible. And you were like, I've not seen it, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't spoil anything. And Wednesday you got back to me. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I'm like, I just.
And then that's when we made the adult decision to, we're like, let's just make some steaks. Let's have a nice dinner. Let's still save money.
Yep, we can just watch it, sit at home, not do anything.
Watch Walking Dead right after. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right, it's a good night. But then Friday happened.
Yeah, it blows my mind because this whole angle to me is for two things. To show solidarity in the Shield so Ambrose can turn on Rollins, and then they'll wrestle at WrestleMania, which you hate that idea because they're already breaking. They'll probably break them in February. And the second thing is, all in all, this is all to get Roman over. And I hate that WWE thinks by having Roman Reigns overcome these odds is going to make him people wanting him in the main event, because it's not.
Yeah.
All they keep trying to do is just shove him down your throat and just make you, like, we're going to force. People went and chose to boo Cena as a, ha-ha, I want to see you and boo you.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely don't think people want to see Roman Reigns on it. Aside from kids and women.
I mean, there were some dudes that when they did their whole little thing that he was still getting...
When the Shield did.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, he's still part of that.
So why do you think they're doing the Shield?
Well, to get him over, of course. Yeah, of course. But there, it makes sense.
These guys have done everything.
Yeah.
Everything. You remember Zack Ryder had that awesome YouTube show?
Mm-hmm.
Which got him to the IC title.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he had that one gimmick where he's like, oh, I'm trying. The guy's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to grab the brass ring. I just can't seem to get it. These guys put a bow and a ribbon around the brass ring with a card on it that says to Roman from Vince. And he opened it on Christmas Day. And he can't run with it.
Which I don't get. But the problem I have again too, I thought they did a glorious job with setting up Ambrose and Rollins back together again. They spread that out literally until the Monday before the baby.
Yeah.
Like, all right, they're teaming together. You know, it was obvious, but it was still, they let us like, well, maybe they won't do it. But this, there was just like, oh yeah, here, you remember these guys? They were a threesome. You remember when you cheered Roman Reigns over all three of them? You thought he was the cool guy. He was the Kevin Nash, if you will, of the group. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, yeah, we like Dean Ambrose because he's a worker and he's really awesome on the mic. Then it's like Seth Rollins. Yeah, he's athletic. He does crazy stuff and he stomps your face right into the mat. And then it's like, oh, yeah, you have Roman Reigns. And now he cocks his hand. And you're just like, what is he trying to be a puppeteer? What does that do? Does that make him? Is it a something with a McMahon in the back? Like, what is going on? It's horrible. I mean, I'm happy that they're booking him to make smarks like myself against Braun Strowman, where he gets defeated. He gets all that, which is awesome, the beatdown. But it didn't need to end up being a 4-on-3, let alone now a 5-on-3. And then what takes Roman Reigns down is the mumps.
Viral meningitis. Here's what I'll say about Roman that I think his problem is. And I said this to you, too. I'll even elaborate with Ambrose. I thought they had something going with Ambrose for a long time, and then they had him just start eating popcorn and just, you know, and then it was almost like they had it, and then they lost it.
Yeah.
And they can't recover from it.
Yeah.
And now Ambrose is good. Ambrose is fine. There's nothing wrong with Ambrose.
He's over.
But they had a great chance to really make him something special.
Yeah.
And I think they lost that chance. And the problem I think that people have with Roman that he doesn't relate to is if you just kind of look at the guy and get past his character, he seems like just kind of a douche.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem like I would go and he's not somebody that I would assume is presentable.
Yeah.
Like, or approachable. You know, if I'm a fan, oh, yeah, Roman. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, yeah, you're excited.
Oh,
you know?
God, I am Roman Reigns. You hit it right on the head.
Which is why they wanted him to succeed. They should have just had him be the one that turned first and did his wealthy gimmick he was doing in NXT, and he would have been fun.
Yeah, I would have been okay with it. I liked that gimmick.
Yeah.
And that's him, though. He's like that character. He can play that character very well. That's what they should have did if they wanted to.
I'm going to quote somebody on this one, and you guys can give me your thoughts on here. But Joel Lanza said this on the Voices of Wrestling flagship show. Roman Reigns is never going to be more than Randy Orton.
Huh.
And the point he made was when John Cena goes down with an injury, all hands on deck. You know, everyone's like, okay, you know, in his heyday, what do we do to book around this?
Yeah.
How do we fix this? When Randy Orton went down, nothing changed. Nothing. All right, we'll just have so-and-so win. Or we'll just do this.
We'll make Christian champion.
Yeah.
And people liked it.
Yeah. Roman goes down and people got happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not all hands on deck. I think Vince expects when there's an issue with Roman, it's all hands on deck. What are we going to do to fix this? And I truly think, just like Randy Orton, we'll make it work. It's not like John Cena, like they want him to be, where it's like, all right, we got to rewrite everything. They might have more attention tonight because Roman went down and Kurt Angle stepping in.
Yes.
ESPN had it on that, you know, the little box where it has all the headlines. It was on their main page. I sent it to you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, ESPN's covering Kurt Angle coming back.
Yeah. It's a big thing. It's a huge deal. Like, I get giddy at very minimal things, ladies and germs out there. When we had the prospect of a Kurt Angle finally, you know, we obviously would say, teaming up with Ambrose and Rollins to take on, you know, the fivesome there. I was just like, holy crap, I get to see Kurt Angle live in person. And then I had like, oh my God, in a TLC match of all things. And then it's just like, wait, this is what dreams are made of, if you think.
And that's the thing, let's be honest. As much as we're bashing the Roman thing, that match tonight was going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way it wouldn't be good. Because,
yeah,
you know, and it's just like when, you know, look at Extreme Rules, like, oh God, they're doing a 5-way now. It was fantastic. You know, look at Survivor SummerSlam. Oh, they're doing a freaking 4-way. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
We may dread it, but they pay off, and they're usually good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not unconfident. And that's the one thing I said was, gosh.
There's the Roman factor, because, again, we were kind of like hemming and hawing for about a good week about going to TLC. And we're like, hey, we get to see Asuka. And they were like, wait, but is it going to be a squash or is it going to be an NXT match? Are they going to get 15 minutes plus or is it going to be 5? We're like, okay, well, we don't want to go because of that. And it's like, well, Sasha Banks is on the card, but she's on the pre-show against Alicia Fox. I can see that at home.
Yeah.
You know, Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt. Oh, yeah, I've seen this about 9 times in 4 months. I'm good.
And I think that was part of my problem, too, was I think it wasn't just Roman. I think it was the card. The card is not good.
But like
the card is still not good.
Reigns is just like, you know, you're just like, eh. Like, people, I don't think, cared enough to be like, that's why there were so many tickets still available, I would say.
Well, let me say this without trying to defend him real quick. Tell me the last time anyone can question his body of work in the ring. Realistically, like when you watch a Roman Reigns pay-per-view main event match, aside from maybe Undertaker at Mania, that was like watching Demetrius wrestle the neighbor next door. He always performs in those.
Even Lesnar for the first 10 minutes at, what was that, 31 in San Francisco?
Cena Roman was terrible.
But like, again, after that first couple of 10 minutes when he got winded, you know, early Roman Reigns.
Was bad.
Yeah,
well, and that's partially Cena's fault too, though. Cena always let me rephrase it. Tell me a gimmick match that Roman doesn't show out in.
I got nothing.
He always has great gimmick matches
because of his opponents. And Braun Strowman. That's not because of Roman Reigns.
No,
though.
But he can do enough where he's putting.
It's because we're watching him get beat down in these gimmick
and
matches.
And then
you're discrediting him too much, though.
Because here's what I'm saying is yes, we're cheering that beatdowns. But then when he's getting his hope spots in, it's a reverse. We're like, oh, no, he's going to freaking win.
Oh, mine's like, yeah.
And,
but
we're into it. Remember Owens? Roman at Rumble.
Into him. I'm into, oh, his opponent's going to get screwed. Oh, what is this going to do to Braun Strowman? That's my thought process. Not like, oh, he's going to win. It's
look
like,
at,
what is it going to do for that person?
Look at Owen Roman on the Rumble.
Yeah.
When Owens won.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that surprised the hell out of us.
When
especially you.
I think I had something took my body over. Something that took
your
my
Canadian
body.
Canadian that came out. It was like, you're Canadian, Ryan. Don't forget.
Look at what you know. But I mean, you know, that's just what I mean is, you know, he's got Miz, he's got the Bar, he's got Strowman, and let's not forget he works very well with Dean and Seth.
True. True.
So. And I guess, you know, wrapping this all back to where I was going at, I wasn't worried about the match being bad, but I was not going to pay $150 to watch Asuka and a TLC match I can watch at home.
Yeah.
But now we're getting Finn Balor, AJ Styles.
Oh.
Now we're getting, you know, I mean, that's a great place we can go next. You know, now we're getting Kurt Angle, and I understand, you know, from what I've heard, that it sounds like he may work Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania now.
Yeah.
Because if he's cleared and he can work, they're going to work him, and he wants to. But it's just the prospect thought of, what if he doesn't? This may be our only time to see it.
Yeah.
That, to me, makes it special and worth the money. Because, look, let's be honest. Gallagher and Kendrick against Swan and Alexander, that'll be a fun match live. It'll be good. I mean, you know, that's one of those things where it's like, you really can't say that's going to be a bad match.
No.
Is it worth money? Like, is it worth spending the money for? No.
No.
But if you're there, it's going to be enjoyable.
I can go on Fight TV and watch an Evolve show from, like, 2 years ago.
And it's probably better match on the Evolve show. Is Enzo and Kalisto going to be anything special? The house show match wasn't bad last night.
Yeah, Enzo, I mean, as I kept telling Ryan, he's doing his job right. Like, he flipped it, he was getting cheered, and he flipped it on everybody. Yes, it should be easy to do, but we've had our doubts in Enzo so much, it shocked me, and I was like, you know what, he's doing it right.
Yeah.
He reversed it and said he got heat hard, and it was good.
So, you know, that as a prospect. Last night put a lot more confidence in how much I may enjoy Mickie James Bliss.
Yeah.
Because that match last night was really fun.
Yeah.
That had a really
the
good build match.
The build-up has been but the excitement of what we know Mickie James can do with the Alexa Bliss, who, let's be real, she is the wrestling goddess of 2017 in WWE. So, yeah, no, I was excited to see that and then see what they add tonight, hopefully.
And you know, the table spot was cool. On the street fight last night.
Yeah,
they were
like
a half an hour. The only thing that was bad about that was if they hit each other with kendo sticks while they hit each other last night, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Because I have never seen lighter kendo sticks.
Who would you
want
to be hit back-to-back nights with kendo sticks?
No.
Demetrius?
No.
So,
I think
for
the moment, yeah.
No. Not Mankato.
You're still going to have those scars on your body. You get hit in that same spot.
Oh, that's true.
Terrible. And then you got a bump. You're taking it all on the back. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
One gut shot, but then you got to take it on the back. I wouldn't want to take
it. Yeah, it looked as cute as when Maurice hit Nikki Bella with the pipe. It was adorable.
That's terrible. I seen that little cool spot they did with, like, what was it, the elbow and
then the running powerbomb?
Yeah, that looked dope. That looked pretty sweet. Pretty solid, but yeah.
So, I mean, you know, going through the rest of it, the other thing that is worth talking about is Finn Balor versus AJ Styles. Both former leaders of the Bullet Club. Obviously, Prince Devitt started it with King Fale and Machine Gun Carl Anderson, who low-key was probably the leader over both of them anyway, but we won't talk about that. But, you know, Devitt comes to the E, becomes Balor. Styles takes his spot. Styles leaves for the E. Omega takes his spot. These two have never worked each other in a one-on-one match.
Ever.
I don't know if they've ever been in the ring in a tag or anything. That I don't know, but I know they've never had a one-on-one match to my knowledge ever.
I tried to look it up and try to see if there was anything. There's nothing.
Yeah, I was going to look up on Cage Match, and I didn't. But this match, you know, if this match gets 20 minutes, I'm expecting Balor, Styles, and then the TLC match to occupy an hour of the show.
Mm-hmm. It should.
If not more.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get the two... pretend leader of the Bullet Club. We all know Machine Gun Carl Anderson.
He record saying he wasn't the leader.
Machine Gun, what do we think of Okada? We hate Okada. Screw Okada.
Oh, man.
But I think those, you know, that's
a dream match we didn't know that we wanted.
It's a dream match for me.
Like when AJ came in after Balor, you know, kind of around the same time where you're like, wow, we're going to get this match possibly.
I was always hoping for it because, you know, Ryan was a huge Devitt fan, mm-hmm. a big Devitt. And then, you know, then he got in, and then all of a sudden Styles comes in. You know, we got the, is it AJ? You know, we would always talk, you know, just sitting there playing games or whatever. And he's like, man, we could get Devitt Styles. Or even when they built to the club in Roman.
Yeah.
We were talking about, okay, then you bring Devitt in, right, to help. It never happened.
Yeah.
We never got it. Now we finally actually get to see a first up, and it's had a pay-per-view.
And I've had jitters ever since they had that segment backstage where they all ran into each other.
I thought that was cool.
I was like, oh!
And then they're like, we never liked
that.
Like, man, to me, this is a dream match. No do what they can do, and they do their body of work, this match is probably going to steal the show.
Yeah.
No gimmicks, nothing. They're going to go out there and they're going to steal the show. My only thing I know you guys will probably talk about on Monday is I'll leave this to you guys. Who do you put over?
Ooh.
Because there's way too much stake in both guys.
Finn Balor.
I'd say Balor. He needs it more.
And it's on Raw.
True. But, man, Styles, he's going for the E title.
Came out and he attacked
It doesn't affect AJ because he's lost to Cena. I mean, he's, you know.
When he just lost the belt to Corbin.
Yeah.
And he literally interrupted Jinder's promo. So it'll be Styles fun. Jinder at the Rumble, I'm assuming.
So he's still going to be relevant.
Yeah. And I look at it as this is a Monday Night Raw pay-per-view. You have the Raw guy go.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't beat Styles and then all of a sudden Wyatt comes back when he's whatever and beats
that, I think Bray Wyatt is. If he's the cause of more outbreaks, he might be done with the company.
I don't disagree when people say this, but he's the eater of pushes.
Yeah.
Because he's taken all my care away from Devitt or Finn Balor.
I still love Balor.
I do, but I don't care about this program, which makes me not care about Balor. If I don't care about this program, I'm not going to watch the program, so I'm not going to watch Balor.
Program, you still got to care about the workers. So.
Well, true, but what I'm saying is, if I don't care about the program, I'm not going to watch the program, which means I'm not watching Balor.
I know what you're saying.
I didn't give a crap about Orton after.
No.
What made it, and I loved the segment where it burned the building or the house down when we were at SmackDown. I was like, all right, this is going to be good. And then the match happened. You're like, oh, well.
There's
worms in the ring.
Orton got revived after they were tagging. When he joined the Wyatt family, he was interesting again.
Yeah.
It was good. And then it just went to hell.
Yeah. Like when Daniel Bryan, sorry. When he joined the Wyatt for that short couple of weeks, you're like, oh, okay, it's something new for him.
He went to buy you shoes.
And then it's like, nope, psych.
I kid. Anything else TLC wise you want to talk about?
I don't know. Should we have some health related masks over our mouths just in case if anything is flying around the Target Center?
Like the Japanese crowd.
So y'all should be like you're in Tokyo.
So Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, Bo Dallas, JoJo all out of action. So that kind of leaves the question.
I mean, this could be something off of eating utensils too. Somebody was like, somebody in this group I was in. They're like, hey Ryan, what's your thoughts on the two brothers and the girl being with the kissing disease? I'm like, stop. Like, don't start.
So, what do you guys think of? I don't know if you guys went over it while I. The potential call-ins on besides Kurt Angle. Being called in. AJ Styles was one of them. They were actually talking about a Attitude Era wrestler to come in, you know, to join the Shield as well for tonight. But also, Daniel Bryan was a name that was mentioned as a replacement. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I didn't hear anything about Daniel Bryan. I'm not saying I don't believe it. But I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And I think it even points out, too, when Daniel Bryan tweets, interesting, dot, 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 dot. Mm-hmm. And then he links together that I think it was the picture of Kurt Angle being cleared medically.
Mm.
When everyone said, well, that guy's never getting cleared.
Yeah.
So I think if he was going to be considered, there would have been a different tone. Not him presumably butthurt about it.
I just have this feeling like the E already planned on Angle wrestling. Like, I think they were still going to do maybe, say, Trips and Angle something like that.
That was my thought from day one, is they would do Trips and Angle at Mania if Trips wins, Stephanie's back in power.
So I think
that was my thought from day one.
I think it was already in the plans to have Angle wrestle, but then this happened, and they're like, oh, crap, we need somebody that'll do it. And Kurt was probably sitting there like, ah! Yeah, I'll do it, man. Dude, we might get Braun and Angle somehow.
That's what I'm hoping comes out when we get that at Rumble.
That would be so good.
You know,
like we got to move some games, some pre-orders.
We did it with Sting.
Mr. Angle out there.
Hey, nobody powerbomb him into the buckle.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Seth.
But no, I think that was the plan the whole time. It was to have Angle wrestle eventually, but not this soon.
Yeah. Look, I still think Daniel Bryan's walking in 10 months.
Oh, man.
7 months.
We'll see him in Japan 2019.
Hey.
Hey, Derek Fear is going to run amok in Tokyo.
We're going to Wrestle Kingdom 13, and I hope we get to see Daniel Bryan.
Should we go over our picks?
Yeah, you got the card.
I do indeed. From TLC 2012. I'm kidding. 2017. I'm so happy that the poster that they made came back and bit them right in the tuchus, because Roman Reigns is not going to be affiliated with TLC 2017. But we will get into the updated card. Starting with a 205 live match, tag match, Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann facing off against Gentleman Jack Gallagher and the Brian Kendrick. Demetrius, thoughts?
Gallagher and Kendrick win.
What do you think of the pairing of those two over the last month?
I'm fine with it. I like Gallagher's new little gimmick where he's just wearing like the street bully kind of like gear and everything like that, and just wearing clothes and just tape fist. Cedric and Swan, they work together in the indies. They're great together.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. But I still think Kendrick and Gallagher go over.
Do you cringe as much as Ryan when you see Jack Gallagher with dress shoes in the ring?
No.
You should, because I've watched him almost break his ankle about nine times a match.
I haven't seen that.
I guess you haven't watched Raw in like 2 months.
Yeah. No.
Ryan, who do you got in that match from 205 Live?
I'll go the heels as well.
Healing it up.
Give me the heels.
Healing it up, 3-for-3.
All right.
205 WWE Cruiserweight Championship match. Newly crowned champion Kalisto battling the former champion, the reason why people hate America, Enzo Amore. Who do you got, Demetrius?
I'm going to heel sweep Enzo. I think he's going to take it.
Ryan?
That's why I hate America. I'm going Enzo.
Just because it makes sense, I'm going to go Enzo Amore as well. Pre-show. Oh, yeah, I should have started with the pre-show match. A match I don't know if anybody asked for. Alicia Fox battling Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks better whoop her ass after drawing. She was busted open.
I'm going to go Alicia Fox. She's going to go cray-cray again.
Banks wins. If it was Nia, I'd say Nia would win, because it was supposed to be Nia first. So. Banks.
I'm going Sasha Banks.
Some revitalization, though, from Alicia Fox.
Revitalago?
Revitalization.
She ain't Sammy Sosa. Sammy
Sosa. Coming to the main roster, Asuka finally making her debut.
Everybody is ready for Asuka!
Battling Emma, the only competitor I've seen to take Asuka to her limits on NXT. Some pretty good matches there.
You should watch the Ember Moon matches.
Asuka in six minutes.
I'm going Asuka in 45 seconds.
Ooh. I'll go Asuka in... I hope so. But no, yeah, I'll go 3 minutes.
I think she's going to run, kick her right in the face, put her in a chicken wing, and then say, "Nobody's ready for Asuka!" And I'm going to go, "Yeah!" As I'm wearing my Empress of Tomorrow shirt tonight.
Alexa Bliss is the WWE Raw Women's Champion. Will battle Mickey James in an interesting storyline again. We were talking last night. It's essentially the Piggy James-ish.
Yeah. It's just ages. And what did I say to you?
That she wasn't even the oldest wrestler on the women's wrestling.
No, Tamina's 2 years older than her.
Really?
But they're going to ask her, are you going to take Betty White tonight? She ain't even the oldest one on the roster. It's stupid. I was all about it until I realized.
That's because Tamina, if she goes after you, you're probably going to get hurt.
That's okay.
I can't say stiffer because Tamina only knows one move. Well, then again, she should be in the Young Bucks. But then again, I was going to say Alicia Fox versus, but then Alicia Fox has one move, the tilt twirl backbreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, and she throws that badass Northern Lights, though, too.
She got head scissors on the ground.
Yeah, she's the first person I've seen draw blood on a chin lock. On Monday, Sasha had blood all up her cheek, down her mouth. My gosh, Alicia Fox. You are stiff.
Oh, man. What do you got, Demetrius?
I think Bliss loses tonight and gets it back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're going to go Sasha route.
I like that.
I hate that, and I'm going to go Alexa Bliss because I hate it because it's probably going to happen. Let's do a quick title switch. I'll never know what happened.
I'm going
to... Legitimate Hey, guys, are we going to have Sin Cara or Enzo win tonight? Sin Cara's on SmackDown. What's Enzo on? 205 Live. So what does SmackDown have to do with anything? They wrestle on both shows, Vince. Ah, damn it. Where's Rey Mysterio?
I'm going to go with this.
Get
the win.
Sin Cara, he's a lucha guy.
Co-main event here to see who is the champion of the Bullet Club or the club.
Machine Gun Carly. Oh, sorry.
They have to go. They have to do show four of them in the back again, right?
God, I love Machine Gun.
Or do you think they
I didn't get to see
out.
Machine Gun last night. No. I was so pissed.
Do you think they're going to come out tonight?
I hope.
During the match?
Well, I thought that we'd get Jason Jordan, Matt Hardy against Machine Gun and Gallows. Instead, they did Dash Wilder against Matt Hardy.
What if they do with Balor and Styles? So it's Finn Balor, AJ Styles, which is awesome.
Is it the Demon or no Demon?
I heard it's going to be the Demon of NXT past.
Ooh. So he's not the Great
he's
Pumpkin.
He's not the Great Pumpkin.
Kick ass.
But what if this is to go back to my Good Brothers thing from a second ago? And what if this finally gets Balor to turn and then they just all decimate AJ Styles? What would your thoughts be on that?
Then you switch AJ to SmackDown or Raw?
Or maybe they're just taking over.
Yeah, one sweep, not two.
Oh. Nah.
Well, I guess they're in the E, so they can do sweet. Look, point of finger.
Oh, all right. That's all new to me.
I would hate that. I just don't do that.
Yeah.
I, no, I'm talking about them coming up and beating them up.
Oh, really?
No.
No?
I don't. Because you already got Styles in a program. Don't combine two programs.
Yeah, but then if they don't do the Shane McMahon, AJ Styles team up, they're supposed to be doing bragging rights Survivor Series style matches this year, interpromotional branding. Well, then you can kind of get that started.
No. Look, I love the idea of it. Just because here's the thing is then you gotta think you want Kevin Dunn to book that
because they're so petty. That's gonna be their answer to Cody. Their answer to the Bucks. That's going to be like, you know what? We can do this.
So then what was the point of Zane Owens?
Yeah, good point.
Everything. They can work. Shane can grab anybody. They can bring Mantar. He's in North Dakota.
Mantar.
He's available.
Gosh, that guy used me as a leading post when we took that picture with the fan.
Yeah,
I was like, thanks, Mantar, you fat ass.
Oh. I have it in my room.
Oh,
look,
man.
If any, instead of Lesnar, Jinder one-on-one, they should have each captained the team.
Oh, man.
That's what they should have done.
I agree with
that. No, like, look, if you want to do anything crazy, and this, see, here's the thing, is you could go this route.
But they don't need crazy, too. That's the thing.
I think it would piss people off, but I would enjoy it, I think. But I think you have Anderson and Gallows come out, and you turn it from the match they're having into a tag match, where you tag Balor and Styles against the club. I think that's a more plausible idea. But I don't want to take away from the singles match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you want to go that route, at least do something like that.
I'd like that. I'd be fine with that.
You know?
That'd
yeah.
be cool.
But I think that would piss a lot of people off. Oh, why can't we have a finish in this match? I am the internet. Ah! You know? It's like, I get that. I'm just like, just let him do it.
How did you know what I was going to say? No, I wouldn't be against it. Yes, I'd be disappointed, but hey, that's something that you could save for later on.
And I bet you it'd be a really good match.
Yeah. Well, gotcha, yeah. You give that 12, 15 minutes,
yeah.
And it's going to be damn good. But say that didn't happen, and we still get AJ versus Balor. Demetrius, who do you got, sir?
I really want to say AJ, but I'm going to go Balor, and at the end, they too sweet.
Oh. Ryan?
I said Balor before. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, he's going to need to win, so Balor.
Finn Balor.
Main event time, again, the team of five, The Miz, Sheamus, Cesaro, Braun Strowman.
We are the bar!
Going against Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Kurt Angle. Wow.
Dabar.
What sucks is they can't use the Shield music now because Roman's not there. That's the only thing that, for me, the Shield, when you heard that, you're like, oh, that's cool. But, like, now you have separate entrances.
No, they'll just do, like, on Monday where they all came out in the bodysuit. Kurt Angle's going to come out.
Kurt Angle come out in the suit? That'd be, oh, my God.
No, but you could have the Shield come out through the crowd and then have Angle come out to the ring.
He has to have his entrance, though. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's better than three.
I cannot wait to chant "You suck" tonight, by the way.
Do you want three entrances or two?
Give me two.
Well, give me three now.
So you want Ambrose to burn it down?
Just so I can laugh hysterically.
Did they wear their gimmicks, like single gimmicks,
yeah,
at the house show last night?
Yeah.
And they're going to come out singly.
Alexa Bliss wore a t-shirt.
I mean, house show gear. Okada has house show gear.
No, Omega did and Naito does.
Okada does too.
He
gotta sell that merch, don't you?
Remember his hair, like with the G1, everything is like.
Okay, so he doesn't do his hair. Okay, you're right.
Every time, every night, it's the same thing.
But he's still not wearing a t-shirt.
True, but it's still
get some gear.
And even when he doesn't want to work that much, he still works his ass.
Yeah, I know.
I guess it's my house show.
I love Kazuchika Okada's day off is better than the WWE roster.
Right.
Like I'm just gonna phone it in for the six man, and you're like. Damn, I didn't see anything near that on Raw.
He's been doing his hair. That's all he does.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I'm not spiking my hair. Who you got in the main event, Demetrius?
I'm going Ambrose, Rollins, and Angle. Angle getting the win with a Angle slam through a table, like off the top rope. Pam, pam. There we go.
Nice.
That's what I got.
What do you got, Alex?
I'm going the heels. Team Miz, I'm gonna say Ambrose gets pinned. It's gonna be either through Sheamus or Braun.
I feel like taking the faces without Roman is still the easy choice, but I'm gonna go Strowman power slam to Angle for the win.
Jason Jordan's gonna cost him the match.
Do you think he gets added on?
Yes.
Jason Jordan's gonna come out like, Dad, I don't like you.
Do you think they swap? Angle for
no,
Jordan.
I was thinking about it. I was joking, but now he's thinking about it.
Do you think they do some BS like that?
I can see it happening.
Be like, all right, and then that's their thinking. We can get him over like Roman.
Yeah. Angle's back in the ring wrestling again.
Yeah.
Why would you not? I think I killed Ryan. I'm so sorry.
Over or under, Demetrius? How many tables will hometown hero Michael McGillicuddy go through? Two.
I go one.
Go one. Over under dark matches, Mike McGillicuddy will partake in. Yeah, Ryan's dead, everybody. No, it should be an interesting match. I just, Kurt Angle. CTE.
I just had a premonition. Oh my God. No, shut the hell up, Demetrius. Demetrius has got to pee like normal.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Dash Wilder doing the Sieg Heil instead of delete last night. We stuck our head in to see what match is going on. He's going upwards. I'm like, Dash, no. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh. My head hurts from thinking about this Jason Jordan thing. Oh, dude, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's so going to happen. Jason Jordan's going to get involved tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We got to take a break.
So if anybody wants tickets, give us a call.
1-347-857-1060 is the number. We have free TLC tickets. Section 104, Row G. Just waiting for you. 10th caller wins free tickets to TLC tonight. We're taking a break. Power Struggles next. Don't go away.
What's up, sports fans? It's the coach, Mike Faber.
This is Chris Fly, the Fantasy Guy.
And we make up the fantasy picks every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. on WBLVSports.com.
Other shows will tell you to start David Johnson and Ezekiel Elliott. We told you that's who you were supposed to draft before the season started. Listen to us every week. We'll give you those fantasy picks that you can't find anywhere else to help you win your league that week.
We don't have any funny accents here. All we do is win. Listen to us, and you'll do the same. We out. Send us out. Send us out, Chris Fly, the Fantasy Guy.
That's all, folks. Better listen.
Doug Pepford Painting and Pressure Wash. He has over 30 years of painting experience. He's interior, exterior, commercial, or residential. Doug Pepford covers it all. Is your house looking ugh? Well, call on Doug. Doug Pepford Painting and Pressure Washing, 404-966-3361. Mention WBLZ Sports and get a special We've Got Balls discount. That's Doug Pepford Painting and Pressure Washing, 404-966-3361.
What's up, everybody? This is Ren.
And Webb.
And Thump.
We are the 8-Bit Bros. We are freaks, we're geeks, we're nerds, we're a tad bit irreverent, but you know what? We're variety. We call it like we see it. We're not afraid to tell each other or anyone else.
Whoa, wait, wait.
What?
Family show.
Right.
Well, that's only if you consider us family.
That's a good point. All right, tell them where to find us. Tuesday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., WBLZSports.com.
Because we've got balls.
This is the feeling of turning a game you love into a lifetime of cash. DraftKings.com, the daily fantasy baseball destination, is giving away over $300 million this baseball season. And the games are one day, so you can play for your share every single day. Just pick your sport, pick your players, and pick up your cash. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com. Play with promo code SLIDE and get free entry in our daily contest. Get to DraftKings.com.
Hello, wrestling fans. I'm Gary Grider, and I want to invite you to join Martin Hughes and myself every Friday for the Eye of Wrestling podcast right here on WBLZ Sports. We'll get you caught up on all the current news from around pro wrestling, and we will have some great discussions as we cover WWE, Global Force, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, and the independent scene around our hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's the Eye of Wrestling podcast every Friday right here on WBLZ Sports, where we've got balls.
Connecting with WBLZ Sports is so easy, we can do it for free. Yes, on your mobile phone, you can get us for free at WBLZ Sports on your iPhone and your Android. You want to connect with us on social media? Facebook.com/WBLZ Sports. Twitter handle at WBLZ Sports. Instagram at WBLZ Sports. Website www.WBLZSports.com. Yes, that's right. WBLZ Sports is all over the place, and it's easy to get to us. Why? Because we got balls.
Here comes the master of dropkick, and I'm gonna blow your mind like a bus, yeah? So get ready now, you never know what you're gonna do. You're gonna witness the strength of the men of the dusty, right? So no more steps, put off your fire!
Let's get united.
WrestleCast Radio back at you. Quick little PSA here. I apologize for those that just called in. We are actually not really giving away our TLC tickets for tonight. So we apologize for everybody that called trying to win those tickets.
It's the Roman Reigns and me, I apologize.
Yeah. We're not a good guy. We're not bad guys. We're guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. All right, now what's the calling?
Well, we've got a contest for you guys coming up, which we will get into the next segment here.
Yes.
You guys, an awesome opportunity for all our listeners, fans, and carry on.
The Road to Power Struggle cards. I realized the Eugene Nagata Blue Justice 7 25th Anniversary Tour match was on the 21st.
Oh.
This was actually Friday night and Saturday morning, so I apologize for that. Yuji Nagata against Manabu Nakanishi, their 25th anniversary debut in the company.
Would that be on the network?
Yes. So I'm going to actually have to go back and watch that because I'm really excited for that. But we get through here. Tonight, 4:30 start time, it looks like. 4:30 a.m. Central time. The main two matches, which I'm excited for, Kushida and the young lion Hirai Kawato taking on Roppongi 3K, Sho and Yo. And then we get Dragon Lee and Titan versus Bushi and Hiromu in the main event. Every time you see Hiromu and Dragon Lee in a ring, it's like a car crash. I can't stop looking at it. Titan is awesome. Bushi's good. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is this something where they're going to have Bushi and Hiromu go somewhere? Or what do you guys think is going to come out of this tag tournament? Obviously, Kushida and Kawato aren't going to beat Roppongi 3K. They're not going to lose. My guess is Roppongi 3K loses in the finals. Mm-hmm. and the team that beats them then will face them at the Tokyo Dome. So,
I mean, with Hiromu out of the junior heavyweight, you know, title hunt at the moment, I mean, it just kind of makes sense to kind of get him into the tag motion, I would say. And then, you know, obviously the character RIP Daryl, right? Moment of silence. But I would say, you know, with that, you know, he needs a shoulder to lean on. And what better than his LIJ stablemates?
So I'm assuming they win their opener against Dragon Lee and Teton. I'm guessing on the 30th, Roppongi 3K beats him to get to the finals. Mm-hmm. I'm still hoping that Ospreay beats Skrull at Power Struggle, and then Hiromu jumps in and takes the challenge finally.
Okay.
A lot of people, a lot of sites think there's going to be a three-way. I'm at this point where I don't care if it's three or a four-way as long as I get Hiromu in the title match. Because as we've said, he shouldn't have even lost the title.
Yeah.
There's no reason to take that belt off of Hiromu. I understand you got to do something with Kushida, and I get that. But sometimes it's just, you know, if there's no room, there's no room. Don't hinder somebody's push, you know what I'm saying? Then October 29th, we get the other two matches. Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask taking on Yoshinobu Kanemura and El Desperado.
Ooh.
I'm assuming Tiger Mask and Liger lose.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, do you think they... Oh, okay. And then we get Ryusuke Taguchi and ACH against Taka and Taichi. I'm guessing Taguchi and ACH here.
Yeah.
Which would then set us up with Kanemaru and Desperado probably beating Taguchi and ACH, which then would give us a Power Struggle. Desperado and Kanemaru against Roppongi 3K, which gives us a heel team, a Suzuki-gun against Chaos. You can have them beat Roppongi 3K, and then that could be their challengers at the Dome. I think that's the way that it goes. Do you guys any thoughts from the congregation? from the conglomerate?
Why didn't they just put Kushida in the tag league? Because then he would have had a spot at the Dome, his team could have won, and then
he
would have to deal with him. I thought it was just they were wrestling Roppongi 3K for the titles right away.
No, that's the first round tournament matchup.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all those matches I mentioned are the junior tag tournament.
His team winning would be a good way to get him like out of the title picture, so Hiromu could do his thing and wrestle.
I could see them doing it, but there's no way Roppongi 3K is losing to the Young Lion.
I'm just intrigued by the royal seats. The price is only 11,000 yen.
Oh. Is that for Power Struggle?
It's for Power Struggle, yeah.
Power Struggle right now ahead just has four matches on the card. The Super Junior Tag Tournament Finals. The never open weight bull rope match between Minoru Suzuki and Toru Yano.
Oh, wow.
No idea why they're doing a freaking bull rope match.
Yeah.
I guess I'm glad it's Yano at Power Struggle and out of the Dome. Sorry to everyone at Edion Arena in Osaka if you're getting it. Then Ospreay Marty Skrull, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship defense. And then Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi for the IC title. Should be fantastic.
Yeah, that should be really awesome.
Does anybody see any of the titles changing hands?
No, I don't. I don't either. Especially with the Junior just changing. No.
Anybody walking out, you think, Demetrius?
Nah, I got nothing right now.
A match I'm actually excited for the Road to Power Struggle tonight. The essentially Chaos LIJ. Well, I don't know. Is Ishii part of Chaos?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the another Chaos LIJ match, but again you get the heavy hitters, Yoshihashi, Ishii, Okada versus Sonata, Evil, and Naito.
Yeah, that'll be a fun
match.
That's
gonna be a pretty damn good match there. So
that'll be fun. I'm kind of intrigued too. We got the
and we get to see the Jinder Mahal of New Japan tonight. Katsuya Kitamura.
Ladies,
Tanahashi.
For those of you, if you listen to the New Japan Purocast, Colin Miller, a guy who comes on talks in Japan with us, they were trying to find a proper comparison to the Young Lion, the giant muscle bound one, Katsuya Kitamura, who has had maybe 40 matches, and they said he's about on par with Jinder Mahal.
Damn.
Who's the WWE World Champion?
Just because he's so buff and he can't move and it looks like it hurts.
He's, no, he reminds me of the young Batista. Not Deacon, but like early, like...
Leviathan?
No, like, and I would go back
to... Leviathan Raid?
When they were trying to push Batista and then they put him in a series of matches with Kane, that killed his Batista's momentum kind of early on.
The Evolution Batista?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was just bad. And that's who Kitamura reminds me of, is that level of, like, wow, that guy's here. Why?
I will say I think I do enjoy his wrestling more than Jinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like, I mean, he's got his cool chops. He's got his body splashes. He's got his shoulder blocks.
He's like New Japan's Titus O'Neil with his enthusiasm, at least.
Gosh, Jinder Mahal sucks.
Yeah, he does.
I thought there was a ton more on these power struggles. I really wanted to talk about Nagata Nakanishi, but unfortunately it already happened.
Well, say him while you haven't seen it.
Yeah, so, which makes it even worse, but I'm more
bothered. But kind of give the history on why people should check it out and order New Japan World.
Yuji Nagata, Manabu Nakanishi, 25-year vets. They're the dads, you could call them, of New Japan. Both former IWGP heavyweight champions, former G1 winners. Just kind of, you know, in those dark days, they kind of helped keep the company going. Monster Morning, Manabu Nakanishi, has always been more of a powerhouse. These two guys wrestled as well on just a random, like, Road to Sakura Genesis or something like that. And it was awesome. It was such a good match. It was, like I said to you, Alex, it was probably a 3.5-star match, which with these two old guys was like a 5-star match.
Wow.
Manabu Nakanishi's doing dives, and he can barely walk as it is. You know, he just, oh, his gimmick, and then he puts him in the torture rack all the time. He's doing springboard or suicide dives, like barely getting over the rope, but he's doing it. I mean, Nagata, you have the nostalgia with Blue Justice, and, you know, the eyes rolling back in the head on the Nagata lock, and, you know, he never wins with it, but the crowd always pops. And I think just a good nostalgia, feel-good, fun match. And, you know, if it got 15 minutes, it might be a little slow, but I bet you the damn thing's kind of enjoyable.
Nice.
You know, depending here, we have a little more time than I thought. You know, we rock out these awards. We may not go the full 2 hours as normal. I might watch it before we leave for TLC quick.
Well, we also got to get Demetrius's take on if Ric Flair never have left to WWF.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, are we going to
save that for tomorrow? Tomorrow we're going to keep it normal.
Okay.
Today was a special, mostly, honestly, for the awards. That was the point of saying, but then TLC happened. Ah. I mean, Kurt Angle happened. I mean, the Mumps happened.
I mean, Jason Jordan happened.
I mean,
he went Nagata out of. Oh, man.
Do you think Vince, depending on how – no, sorry, I'm trailing from New Japan right now. Do you think Vince, just because he's so spiteful, if this feud continues to go on Twitter, he signs Eric Bischoff and Bret Hart to have a one-off at WrestleMania? Because, man, Bischoff, Jesse, he calls Bret Hart a miserable guy to be around.
You know who's reffing that match? Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I don't want to break here because we just broke. I want to do talk the awards. So we're just going to play some intro music to lead into the awards, and this is the best way to do it.
Oh,
sure.
I totally just drew blood from punching that, doing the drums and hitting my microphone.
Did your hand capture the spirit of one Bill Goldberg before cutting a promo?
Yes.
Are you that excited about our awesome awards? You're in the awards?
I am extremely excited, by the way. We got 20 categories for you guys this year. This is going to kind of be how it's going to break down. Over at WCW, We Collect Wrestling, it's a fantastic group on Facebook.
Yes.
We were supposed to be actually Facebook Living on there. Just had some difficulties, like I said at the beginning. Excuse me. We are including anyone who joins that page and wants to enter in can basically 50% of the voting is going to be fan voting this year.
Hmm.
Usually it's we kind of just give our own. This year we're going 50%.
Yes.
Myself and Alex will each comprise 25% of the voting, as you know, still running the show. We're going to take half of it, but the other half we are opening up to you, the listeners and the fans. What we're going to be doing is you can go to the WCW Facebook page, We Collect Wrestling. There will be a ballot sign-up sheet.
A Finn ballot sign-up.
Finn ballot. We are going to try to get the price figured out ASAP. I'm going to talk to Dustin King. He's one of the founders, and we're going to figure out the price of it. And the looks of it is going to be the winner will receive a IWGP version 4 heavyweight championship.
I am holding my wonderful, beautiful IWGP tag team championship.
Yeah.
Since Ryan and I are the tag team champions.
Yeah.
Wrestling radio.
So we're gonna get you guys that singles one. Demetrius,
I think we broke Demetrius now.
Demetrius is not eligible, so I don't know why he's freaking.
There he is though. Hey.
So we're gonna be doing, guys, is from tomorrow up until December 11th, we will be taking nominees and submissions. You can hit us up at WrestleCast Radio on Facebook or email us at sportscastradio@gmail.com with your nominees, you know, your thoughts of who should win each award. And we're going to tally up and, you know, hopefully we have 20, 30 nominees for each category. We then will take 5 nominees, the 5 most nominated, and that will be your ballot. Your ballot will have 5 nominees for each category, and you'll rate a 1 through 5, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. And whoever's ballot has the closest to the correct winning ballot, a la March Madness, how, you know, the most you can match up. It's basically 100, there'll be 100 nominees out of the 20 questions, 20 categories. I can't think of an easy way to say that. Basically, there's like 100 points.
The rules and regulations will be on our WrestleCast radio page. Don't forget to like, comment, share us on Facebook again. WrestleCast, CAST Radio.
And the winner will
also
receive...
WCW, We Collect
Wrestling. Yep. That'll be where the sign-up's going to be. So essentially, guys, you need to like the WCW page, the Facebook page. You need to like the WrestleCast Radio page. Like both of them. You'll get your nominees in. You'll buy your raffle spot. We'll have it's going to be an unlimited
list.
We're going
to want a lot of raffles because these are amazing. Again, my IWGP Tag Team Championship belt is it's beautiful. I can't imagine what this IWGP.
Oh, if it's like mine weighs about 10 pounds. Feels like it's fantastic. So, you know, you'll sign up. It's basically just like you're buying a raffle into a normal randomizer for a title. But this time you have a little control of your own fate.
Oh,
you're going to buy your raffle ticket. You're going to email in your ballot. We will be taking ballots up until January 2nd, 2018. And that'll be 11:59 Central Standard Time. Because January 3rd is going to be the day that I'm going to have to go through all, I'm assuming, hundreds of ballots, I'm hoping.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to put the list together because – we're going to come on radio that night, probably around 11 o'clock p.m. Central Time on the 3rd, leading into the Wrestle Kingdom 12 on January 4th, where we break down Wrestle Kingdom. We'll have some guests on the show, and we're also going to announce all 20 winners And we're going to announce the winner of the IWGP Championship. So, guys, like I said, tomorrow I'm gonna try to talk to Dustin today. Tomorrow we're gonna get the page open. We're gonna get the sign up sheet. We're gonna get that all figured out. You know, sign up. Get people that you know to sign up. Let's have some fun with this.
Yeah.
Like I said, the more work you guys are gonna make me have to do counting ballots, the more fun I'm gonna have doing it.
Oh yeah.
I hope it takes me 5 hours to do it because we love this stuff. And we've had such great feedback. Last year, our Wrestle Kingdom show, we had 11 different countries listening. You know, we were getting promoted in Tokyo,
yeah,
which was fantastic. It was crazy seeing people in Tokyo promote WrestleCast. I couldn't believe it. And people loved the awards, and everyone had such a great time, and we rocked it out. So this year, we want to include all of you guys. Huge spike as well. I believe we're going on iTunes any day here, as we've had a giant spike in listens. So anybody
thank you.
Who is not listening live and is podcasting it on iTunes, or for those of you listening on WBLZ Sports, on a different day than live as well, same thing for all of you guys. If you're hearing my voice, go to WCW We Collect Wrestling, like the page, look for the sign up. Go to WrestleCast Radio on Facebook, like the page, send us your submissions, sportscastradio@gmail.com. Email us your submissions.
Yeah.
We are going to take, once again, submissions for all 20 categories, nominees for all 20 categories until December 11th. So you got about 6 weeks. If there's people you think deserve to be in a category, let us know. Because I want to see 50 different people in every category.
Yeah.
I really want this to be a difficult process. I want a lot of people involved, and I think it's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So the way that we're going through it this year is 2, 4, 6, 8. We have 8 worst of, and we have 12 best of this year. So not 50-50. We're trying to keep it a little more positive.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say for the ladders, I mean, they're not the best. Well, I guess they are. I guess you could. Well, yes. Let's continue. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I just Roman Reigns the segment. I just Romaned. Fall for the man.
So let's go through the ones that aren't similar first. We are going to have the worst for the worst category. The biggest disappointment in 2017, the worst gimmick in 2017, and also our annual Please Retire Award.
Mm.
For best that are solo categories, we are going to have the biggest surprise of 2017, the Rookie of the Year, the Finisher of the Year. We're also going to have some of this doesn't – wow! So I was writing this in an automobile yesterday, and let me tell you what, I thought my handwriting sucked nuts before. Holy crap. biggest surprise, Rookie of the Year, Best Finisher, the Most Improved Wrestler of the Year, our Favorite Gimmick of the Year, the Best Event of 2017, and it was the Best on the Mic 2017. Last but not least, the final 10 categories are going to be both best and worst. We want to know your best and worst match of the year, feud of the year, tag team of the year, female wrestler of the year, and male wrestler of the year.
Oof. That's going to be good. It's tough. I don't usually – oh, man. The thinking I've done, because I've been doing, you know, some of just trying to key in different, you know, wrestlers in these categories and thinking, oh, yeah, well, that person. And it's fun to kind of go back into your mind vault or even the network or, you know, New Japan World to go back on these matches and be like, all right, was this really good? And to come up with my top 10 matches was hard because I probably could have easily put another 10 in there.
Mm-hmm. Submission.
New Japan, probably 90% of them. G1 Climax, 99% of them.
Submissions, guys, we're taking them from WWE, we're taking them from New Japan, we're taking them from TNA, Impact, Global Force. you know, we're taking them from
Nirvana.
Ring of Honor. We're taking him from AAA. We're taking him from All Japan. We're taking him from Dragon Gate. We're taking him from Lucha Underground. We're taking him from Progress Wrestling.
Shimmer.
Shimmer.
Educate us. I mean, Shine if we don't have it, like Ryan said, let us know. Hey, check this out. And that could change our, you know, minds and be like, hey, that was better than, you know, Style Cena at the Rumble, you know, this year, you know, anything along those lines. So, yeah, the more submissions, you know, not only educating us, but wrestling fans all over.
Yeah, we're, you know, people will see a lot of these. And, you know, we may give an updated list of nominees, you know.
Yeah.
Send us what you want, too. Once again, December 11th, the ballots will be coming out. I believe that's a Monday, and we will be running. Yes, that is a Monday. Because December 9th is Vasyl Lomachenko, Guillermo Rigondeaux. December 11th, that episode of WrestleCast Radio, we will announce the five nominees for each category.
Oh,
so
man.
It's going to be kind of a half award, half wrestling show.
Look out for a Facebook Live on October 5th because I will be back in town. And we'll probably
we're going back in time.
We're going to go back in time. Oh, did I say October 5th? Yeah. November 5th. Sorry, my calendar shows October. Anywho. And then we will, we'll essentially kind of go over the rules. Check out, again, our Facebook page is at WrestleCast Radio and WCW We Collect Wrestling.
You are back in town November 5th, huh?
Yep, November 4th and 5th.
Oh, so that... what is it? That's a Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Look it, dookie. Quack, quack. I take it the 4th, you have something going on that
yes,
night.
Yes, it is a 10:30 showing of Alana Glazer, and I forgot who else, doing some awesome comic material.
Well, after that show, I'm assuming you're going to be here with the lady.
Yes, yes.
You should have her drop you off, depending on what's going on. I believe 2 a.m., is Power Struggle.
Oh, God, you're right.
So, they have an intoxicated WrestleCast.
Yeah. We'll do it live at 5 a.m.
We'll do it live!
Oh, man, but no, should be very exciting. Again, guys, it's going to be a fun contest. I cannot wait. Everybody has been awesome, especially Dustin King, everybody at We Collect Wrestling, WCW. So, again, like them. Awesome stuff right along over there. Again, these belts are fantastic. They are nothing like the Shop Zone belts. These are real, handcrafted, authentic championship belts that you will proudly display in your home, over your shoulder, or on your waist.
I think that wraps us up. I don't think we have anything else, really, do we?
We're going to TLC.
We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, as always, with our regular show. We'll cover the Raw SmackDown last week, TLC results. We'll talk a little, kind of briefly touch on maybe a little Power Struggle Road 2. If not, we'll save that to do a kind of one lump altogether the following week. We'll have our normal news and rumors going on, and we'll have our next What If segment, guys. We are going to discuss what if Ric Flair never left the WWE after that run that he had around WrestleMania 8, 9 time. For myself, Alex Mello in studio is always a pleasure. Demetrius, he's pre-gaming for TLC, so he pees every 5 minutes. So he's peeing. Myself, Ryan Cook. I didn't hit myself with this one today. Ryan Cook here with you. We are. Here's Demetrius is doing some
wrestling shirt.
Oh, wrestling shirts on shirts. Gaijin Collectibles also, where I got my Bullet Club shirt that I will be representing tonight.
Yeah, GaijinCollectibles.com.
I'm a smart, or trying to be part of the crowd. It's because, again, the forefathers of said Bullet Club, Prince Devitt and AJ Styles, clashing tonight, which I hope will be a phenomenal matchup.
Sure, well, as long as Linus isn't there with the pumpkin sign. Once again, guys, we will have these signups hopefully the next day or two on WCW We Collect Wrestling. Like them, like the WrestleCast Radio page. Send us the email, sportscastradio@gmail.com. Get yourself signed up. Win yourself a title. We'll see you tomorrow night. Enjoy the show. Peace out.